Good evening and welcome to Courts Today by Live Law. This is your host Urvashi Chauhan bringing you the latest updates on the legal front. This is your go-to source for all things legal. Let us start. In a plea alleging dismal state of government schools in Bihar and seeking implementation of provisions of right of children to free and compulsory education Act of 2009 in the state's government schools, the Supreme Court has issued notice and called for authorities' response. The bench of Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardewala and Manoj Mishra was hearing a challenge brought by Social Jurist, a civil rights group, to an order of the Patna High Court which dismissed a public interest litigation plea filed by it raising similar issue. Reportedly, the petitioner's team had carried out an assessment across Bihar government schools and found severe deficiencies in crucial amenities including proper classrooms, sanitation facilities and sufficient number of teachers therein. During the exercise, the schools in East Champaran and West Champaran districts were allegedly found to be in hazardous condition, posing threats to lives and well-being of students and teaching staff. The team further stated that the distribution of midday meals among students was not being conducted in a hygienic and dignified manner. Another alarming observation was that over 50% of enrolled students were consistently absent from these schools. Pointing to these findings, the petitioner contended before the High Court that the 2009 Act was not being effectively implemented in the state of Bihar. But the High Court dismissed the public interest litigation as misconceived, noting that the petitioner had come forward with its own report. Aggrieved by this order, the petitioner has now approached the Supreme Court, where the notice has been issued today. The Supreme Court bench comprising Justices Suryakant and K.V. Vishwanathan today heard the suit filed by State of Kerala against the union challenging the curbs placed by it on state's borrowing limits. On the last date of the hearing, the state had informed the court that the union agreed to allow additional borrowing to the extent of 13,000 crores, but on the condition that the suit should be withdrawn. Today, the bench disapproved of the union's stand, asking as to how such a condition could be placed. The bench said that the union could impose other conditions which were within the parameters of the constitution, except the condition that the suit should be withdrawn, as it is a constitutional right under Article 131 of the Constitution. The ASG N. Venkataraman submitted that Kerala's suit is challenging other conditions mentioned in the union circular. Appearing on behalf of the Kerala government, senior advocate Kapil Sibal said that the state's borrowing had never breached the Fiscal Responsibility Act. Since the borrowing was not from the union, he questioned the basis for the union insisting on its consent. The bench said that the issues raised in the suit were interesting and that it will examine them. The issue raised in the suit, let me tell you, relates to interpretation of Article 293 of the Constitution and the ambit of fiscal autonomy of the states to borrow from the market without the consent of the union. The court has asked the union and the state to hold a meeting tomorrow to resolve the issues. And now an update on the controversy over the Uttarakhand government's proposal to construct animal enclosures inside the Jim Corbett National Park. This controversy erupted last year after it was alleged that illegal buildings and water bodies were being created. The issue was brought before the court through a batch of applications highlighting the violation of environmental norms and the encroachment into core wildlife habitats. These interlocutory applications were filed in the T.N. Godavarman Tirumalpad case, which is an omnibus forest protection matter in which the top court has issued the longest standing continuing mandamus in the field of environmental litigation. Earlier, the Supreme Court had issued a temporary injunction on further construction activities within the core areas of tiger reserves, national parks and wildlife sanctuaries. The matter was today placed before the bench of Justices B.R. Gawai, Prashant Kumar Mishra and Sandeep Mehta. The bench took a stern view of the illegal constructions and rampant felling of trees in Uttarakhand's Corbett National Park. Previously, the Central Empowered Committee had held former Uttarakhand Forest Minister, that is Harak Singh Rawat, and the then DFO Kishan Chand responsible for a host of illegal activities, including unauthorized constructions for a tiger safari in Pokhro and Morghatti forest areas. The court has asked the CBI to continue investigation in the matter and has sought a status report within 3 months. The court has today also directed construction of a committee to recommend whether tiger safaris should be permitted in the buffer or fringe areas and what guidelines should be promulgated for establishing such safaris if permitted. The Madras High Court today refused to issue a writ of quo warranto against Tamil Nadu ministers Uday Nidhi Stalin, Shekhar Babu and MP A. Raja to remove them from their posts because of the comments against Sanatan Dharm. At the same time, Justice Anita Sumanth made critical remarks against the statements made by the ministers and observed that those holding constitutional positions should not make such divisive statements. The court added that Minister Uday Nidhi Stalin's statement equating Sanatan Dharm to HIV, AIDS, malaria, etc. was perverse and against the constitutional mandate. The court specifically criticized HRNCE Minister Shekhar Babu for participating in a meeting for eradication of Sanatan Dharm. The court added that those holding constitutional positions should propound only constitutionalism, and even if there are ideological differences between political leaders, any statement made publicly should be constructive and not destructive. While holding that the writs were maintainable, the judge, however, said that no action had been taken against the ministers which would disqualify them from holding the official posts, and thus the pleas were premature. In a significant development, CJI Chandrachud and Supreme Court judges have conferred senior designation on 5 more advocates. The notification came following a full court meeting held today. As you know, last month, the Supreme Court had conferred senior designations on 56 advocates. This was done after a gap of 5 years. Further, this is also the first time that senior designations have been decided based on the modified guidelines framed as per the top court's judgment in its 2017 judgment of Indira Jaisingh versus Supreme Court of India. In a significant relief for the slum dwellers of Akbar Nagar area of Lucknow district, the Allahabad High Court has directed the state government to ensure that all persons being rehabilitated from Akbar Nagar slums and applying for economically weaker section accommodation be provided such accommodation and the entire process of shifting be completed by 31st March. The division bench of Justices Vivek Chaudhary and Justice Om Prakash Shukla was dealing with a total of 75 writ petitions filed by slum dwellers of Akbar Nagar 1 and 2 in Lucknow, challenging the demolition orders issued by the Lucknow Development Authority and for quashing the rehabilitation scheme framed by the LDA. I must tell you that the LDA demolished the alleged illegal constructions on Kukrel's riverbed due to concerns about contamination of the river Gomti, which provides drinking water to Lucknow. The demolition aimed to make way for a riverfront project and to clean up the riverbed, which had allegedly been turned into an open sewer by unauthorized slum dwellers. The LDA offered rehabilitation to those affected, providing flats for economically weaker residents. Noting that those applying for EWS accommodation may face some financial constraints, the bench reduced the initial registration deposit from ₹5,000 to ₹1,000. Further, the court instructed authorities to extend the payment period for installments by up to 5 years for individuals facing difficulties due to unavoidable circumstances beyond the initial 10-year time frame. And lastly, the Kerala High Court has addressed the human-animal conflict concerning stray dogs, urging bona fide dog lovers to work with local authorities to protect them. It emphasized the importance of balancing the safety of humans with the welfare of stray dogs. In the present case, let me tell you, residents of a ward in Kannur district in Kerala are upset with Rajiv Krishnan, an animal lover who brings injured or ill stray dogs home to take care for them. They claim his house has become unhygienic and foul-smelling due to several dogs being kept there. They also complain about noise pollution from barking in fear of diseases spread by the dogs. They have petitioned the court to take action against Rajiv. Rajiv, on the other hand, argues that his family loves animals and he cares for them on his own property with assistance from Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. He asserts that vaccinated and sterilized dogs pose no threat to humans. The court noted the responsibility of local authorities to protect stray dogs under the animal birth control rules, which include measures like deworming, immunization, and sterilization. The court stated that bona fide dog lovers could approach the local authorities with applications for obtaining licenses to keep stray dogs in tune with the provisions of Animal Birth Control Rules and Kerala Municipality Act. Recognizing the threat and attack of stray dogs towards small children, youngsters and even old people, it stated that stray dogs should be protected but not at the cost of lives of human beings. The court also suggested the state government to frame guidelines or schemes in consultation with the union government to give licenses to individuals who were dog lovers and were interested in maintaining stray dogs along with the local government institutions. Thank you for watching. If you wish to know more details about the cases I mentioned here, you can visit our website at www.livelaw.in. Stay ahead with quick legal updates only on Live Law. Do not forget to like, share and subscribe and support us. You can also support us by donating through the thanks button at the bottom of our videos or consider becoming a member at just 89 rupees per month.